A conversation about the Marshfield Fair, one of the big exciting things that happens around here every year during the summer. It's the 156th Marshfield Fair, and we have Lenny LaForest with us. He's the president of the Marshfield Agricultural Society. Those are the folks that run the fair. Thanks for joining us again today.
Thank you, Christine. It's always a pleasure.
You folks have so much going on there. It's always difficult to touch on one or two things because you've got food. You've got music, you've got rides, you've got agricultural stuff, you've got more activities to see and do. Like we were just talking about the things that we like. Plymouth County Beekeepers, a real staple there.
Absolutely. They've been involved with the fair since probably the beginning, but they still have a strong presence there. And both the kids and the older people like it. They have something for everybody there. And they're a kind of a hands-on, you can do candles and stuff. Mm-hmm. They're a hands-on type of craft, agricultural craft. And they're a big draw.
Roll your own, the candles. I've done that with the beeswax. And then they also have, which is really cool, where they have the hive with it's either acrylic or a glass panel so you can see all the inner workings. And with such an emphasis now on people, I think, being more aware of pollinators, I think it's really cool to see that. And I think people would get even more encouraged about how it all ties together with making sure we have pollinators on our plants. Now, of course, a lot of good food. It's all, you know, healthy food, you know, fried dough, cotton candy, everything, you know, some really good shish kebab, which is the favorite Rob Hacklin. I love that. You've got all those food vendors back again this year?
We do. And every year, even I go and walk through and see if there's something new or different. It's amazing what people can think of, you know, like chocolate-covered bananas and
deep-fried Oreos.
Deep-fried Oreos, absolutely. So all of those things are interesting. But as you said, there's the basics like the steamed hot dogs. There's the ones with the giant hot dogs and the chili and the da-da-da. You have Ray Hashem and all of his stands and the shish kebab, as you said.
That's my favorite. Yeah. It's such good with that really good rice pilaf. Again, it's all Mediterranean diet. Just eat whatever you want there. You know, with the rides, and I know it's usually Fiesta rides, correct?
Fiesta shows,
and
yes.
They usually bring a couple new ones every year, too.
They do, and they have a couple surprise rides that have been... I think there's a new children's ride there. I don't have the name of it, but they usually do something. One of their rides, it's one of their more ridden rides, if you want to call it, is brand new. They took the other one. It's the same ride, different graphics, but they've brought that same ride back brand spanking new, not refabbed or anything. So they really spend a lot of time on making sure their equipment is up to snuff.
Now, I haven't even gotten to the music yet because that's always a big standout, but something that has been very popular for the past couple of years is, of course, you have to, you know, pay to get in, but you've got a really good deal. Tell me about the Mega Pass, why that's such a good deal to get in.
The Mega Pass lets you choose when you want to go. It gets you entrance in for the holder of the pass, and it also gets that person unlimited rides on mechanical rides for the day.
That's a good deal. And you have to buy it by a certain date. Isn't it still at a discount right now?
It still is at the discounted rate right now. It's going to go up by probably about $15 once it's after 4 o'clock on Thursday the 15th. Friday the 16th is opening day. So prior to the opening day, you can get it online or you can get it at the office up till 4 o'clock on Thursday.
And online is marshfieldfair.org. They've got all the activities, the prices, the special days for Marshfield residents, for kids, for, you know, just check it out. I'm sure you fit into one of the categories, but that Mega Pass is a great deal. It's the 156th fair. It opens August 16th, goes through the 25th, and the gates open at noon. Tell me about the giant pumpkins and kids.
We have a giant pumpkin contest every year. And because we're a little early in the season, we don't draw as big as like Topsfield, who comes after us. But we do get over 1,000-pound pumpkins on occasion there.
Wow.
And that gets paid a premium when it happens. But this year we're doing something new. We're starting a junior giant pumpkin contest where kids that have their own pumpkins and stuff can bring them in and have them weighed just like the big guys. And
excuse me.
And they should, you know, win a prize.
That's awesome. Now, music. You've got country music. You've got blues music. How does that work?
It's kind of like what we try to change the starting music, like the country music for a couple years, and that's been well received. And I think that the blues and the rhythm and blues, which are on the last weekend, they have been really outstanding, really bringing in good-sized crowds. And the quality of the music has been going up every single year. So I think that, you know, those type of things will keep on going. Who knows, in another year or two, maybe we'll start with jazz, or maybe we'll start with something else. But right now, country western, mm-hmm. all of those genres going big, and we'll give it a run.
Why not? And now what about... We talked about this one of the other times you were in here, but I know people love dogs. They love to see the great demos, and you got the Pooch Paws. This is new. Tell our listeners about that if they haven't heard about what this is.
Pooch Paws are our new event, our new entertainment, and basically it's like you see on Animal Planet and stuff. They have a ramp or a runway. The dogs run across it and jump into a pool, and they see which dog will jump the farthest. They're also going to have exhibiting some frisbee acts and stuff with the dogs. There's going to be some obedience type of events with it. So this will be new for us this year, and hopefully it'll catch on, just like the it replaces the Lumberman's contest and stuff that was entertainment for a number of years. We still have the chainsaw wood carvers, though. That's a big favorite.
That's
with
amazing.
Everyone. It's amazing to watch them, and it's generational. We've had them there for well over 20 years, and now there's their children and grandchildren are there, and it's very interesting to watch.
It is. And three last things I want to bring up, because I know that these are draws every year. Demolition Derby. Who doesn't love that? Act out your fantasies while watching people crash into each other. The agriculture. That's what's founded it all, when you see the kids with their exhibits. And lots of talent from local artists, whether they're quilting, gardening, photography. But Demo Derby. Tell me that's still going on.
It is. It'll be there for 5 nights, I believe. And we'll have the Demo Derby, and then the first weekend we'll have the truck pulls, and then we have motocross on Wednesday, and that's a big draw also.
Absolutely. Now, what about, and you still got the kids from 4-H showing their animals, you got the,
yep.
And you have those big, beautiful Clydesdales. I love those.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Do you still have that, really, the insulting clown? Does he still...
That's down on, if you want to throw stuff at the clown.
Oh, he's too scary for me.
he's down on the Midwest.
He should be on late night cable. He's a little scary, but it is pretty funny. Now, again, it's August 16th to 25th, 156th Marshfield Fair. Act now to get your mega passes. That is through Thursday, August 15th at 4 p.m. The fair, again, runs the 16th to the 25th. Lenny LaForest, anything else you want to add?
No, just be happy to see everybody come and enjoy the fair.
That sounds wonderful. Gates open at noon on the 16th. I'm Christine James, 95.9 WATD.